Hey everyone, this is Josh from Solopreneur Grind, and I am here with Susanna. Susanna, really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
Awesome. So Susanna, I know a lot about you. We've been chatting, you know, for a few weeks now, setting up the call, which I'm really excited about to have this chat. But for those who haven't heard of you or haven't seen your healthy looking Instagram page, can you tell people a little bit about who you are and what you're working on?
Yeah, so my Instagram page is The Green Naturopath, and that's where I met you. So I'm basically all about sharing the health message about living a natural life and using natural medicines to help you restore your health and your energy and remove inflammation from the body and detox. So I spend a lot of my time, I suppose, sharing that message about living the best life healthy, because without health, really, you can't have wealth either, or you can't really have a good quality of life. And I think that's a lot of issues that people deal with at the moment, is like they just don't have that quality of life about them. So that's really, I love sharing that message and how you can do that and using food as medicine as well.
Right. And I took another look over your page today, and the one thing that really stuck out, if you kind of look for like the theme of an Instagram page, yours just, it like made me feel healthier just by looking at it. Like all the pictures are just so healthy and pure and green and natural and stuff like that. So I really love the content. Susanna, how did you start? How did you get into this niche? Were you always into this? Has it been more recent? Did you start in corporate? Would love to hear a little bit more about how you started.
So I started in this journey, I suppose, really since high school. I kind of moved out of home and moved into the city because I was from a country town. And I kind of got into cooking and really found that I didn't really like the way chefs were cooking foods, and I really didn't like the foods that people were being introduced to. So I started wanting to learn more about food and the nutrition food had and how you could make food taste nice. And actually, at the moment, I didn't know what it was, but how to nourish the body at the same time. So I got into that area and tried to get into the dietitian type of work, but mm-hmm. then I kind of had this transition and moved up north of Perth, which is like a country town, with my husband, and I got into nursing for a little bit. So that was all that was really available up there for me. So I did that for a while, and I just hated that whole kind of mainstream type of healthcare, I suppose, like people not being able to get well from going to the hospitals and things like that. So I kind of went into naturopathy and wanted to like help people heal their body naturally. And at the time I got in there because I had really bad skin issues at the time, and I went through so many different avenues, all of the doctors, dermatologists and all sorts of people, and nothing helped. So it wasn't until I became a naturopath in my first year of studies that I actually went through a big healing crisis and learned exactly what my body was doing and what was actually happening and why my skin wasn't healing. And in that first year, my skin healed up, and I was a convert since then. So I love natural medicine, and if I can share that message with people, I'm doing my job. So yeah.
Right. Can you talk a little bit more? You said even as early as high school, you didn't like what the other chefs were cooking or serving. I'm really interested to hear more about that, because like when I remember when I was in high school, if it tasted good, I would eat it. You know what I mean? Whether it be a salad or from Taco Bell, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't necessarily the best food for you. Can you talk more about what you mean by like, did it make you feel ill? Did you not like the taste? I'm really curious about, because it seems like probably not too many kids or teenagers have that approach, so to speak.
Yeah, well, it didn't actually hit me in high school. I suppose in high school I was, I don't know if that's what you guys call it over there, but in high school, that's mm-hmm. like higher education, I was doing all these diet things and trying different things that would help with my skin and stuff, but nothing was working. Okay. What you would find in the magazines. But it wasn't until I went out of high school and then went and did my training to be a chef that I kind of wasn't really happy, because most of it was just cooking meats and sauces, and the vegetables were pretty much just butter and salt and that on the side. And I was like, there must be something more you can do with vegetables. So I want to learn more about making vegetables taste nice, which they can taste so, not as so, just getting vegetables into people's lives. So yeah, I don't know if you're a vegetable fan, but vegetables are so important. And yeah.
Do you have any quick tips? So I do enjoy vegetables and I cook them a lot. I try to include them in every meal that I have. Any quick tips on how to make them taste great in a healthy way?
Just being creative and not being scared to use them. There's so many different things. Like the Chinese medicine, they believe in the 5 taste buds, which if you use all the taste buds in the mouth and you use all the different, so there's 5. So there's that spicy, salt, sweet, and there's bitter. I'm missing one. So there's 5 of them. But you're meant to stimulate all the taste buds. And if you do that, that's going to stimulate different organs in the body. So like using lemon, I love putting lemon on different things. So you can put lemon on your vegetables and dress that with a bit of lemon or lime or citrus fruit and a bit of lemon, salt, pepper and things like that, yeah. There's so many different things. There's a lot of things on my Instagram that you could get inspiration from too.
Okay, cool. So you transition into more of this dietitian route and you're seeing some improvements. Can you talk about the beginning of that kind of phase of your life?
So I call it food as medicine. So I think food is something that we should have to help fuel our body but to also be medicinal. I think I heard you say something about when you're in high school and all that, you kind of crave different foods and things like that. Sometimes craving foods can also be like a sign of a deficiency or mineral kind of deficiency or vitamin deficiency. So if you look at kind of what junk foods do, a lot of them actually have addictive things in them as well. So, the addictive components make us want to have that and they can cause more inflammation in the body. I'm not just into food though. I love my herbs, Western herbal medicine. So naturopathy goes into herbs. So using different herbs to help heal the body in different ways.
Got it. Yeah, I definitely need to up my herb game. So I actually do quite a fair amount of cooking, but I keep it pretty basic in terms of like a protein and vegetables. I tend to eat low carb. What are your thoughts on low carb and like the keto frenzy of late? And then if you can talk a little bit about herbs as well, I'd be very interested because I have been meaning to kind of infuse them a little bit more into my diet, but just haven't got around to it.
Yeah. So your first question about the keto and low carb diet. I think there's no one diet that suits anybody, and everyone that sees me or I talk to has different health issues going on, and sometimes people do need that little bit of carbohydrate. It just depends on the actual person. But if someone has a lot of inflammation in the body or they've got some major health issues or cancer and different things like that, a keto diet may be really beneficial for people. I think that keto isn't a long-term thing. It's more of like a short-term thing to help reduce inflammation, reset the body and get it going again, along with other things like intermittent fasting and
where you are right now, Suzanne, it's a really cool place, especially with your Instagram page. You have a ton of followers, you're putting out all this great content, but can you take us through how you got there? Like what were the first few steps of that process?
Of my Instagram?
Yeah, and really building out that part of kind of like that business, basically.
So it has been a journey for me, the business. So I suppose I just wanted to get out there and just share all my knowledge. So I suppose at the beginning I didn't really have that business kind of the business kind of thing about me. A lot of naturopaths and healers don't seem to have that. So I kind of was out there doing a lot of my sharing lots of stuff, and it was a bit of a journey before I realized I can't just keep giving all this knowledge away. And then I started more developing different structures, I suppose, that was going to help support me so I could actually keep delivering this message, because I can't deliver this message if I'm not going to be able to support myself. So then I've actually started creating my own products. I thought by creating my products with herbs, then I get to educate people about herbs at the same time, and I'm getting good quality herbs into people, which are going to be beneficial to people as well. So I've made my own herbal teas, boost powders, and herbal tonics. So that's a different way to get herbs in to you. I think before you mentioned that you don't know how to use herbs in your cooking. So different ways you could do that is like to store your culinary herbs as a simple way to start adding herbs into your diet. So herbs have different constituents in them that actually have different properties. So if you put like ginger into your meals, that can add a nice spicy flavor in there, but it helps stimulate your digestive system to work better too. So it helps your metabolism, speed up your metabolism. It can help with weight loss because it helps you break down your foods better. And
Right. So you said you didn't necessarily have a big inclination towards the business side of things. Were there any resources you were depending on, or how did you get started? Did you just start posting on Instagram? Did you throw up a blog? Did you have like a practice, like an in-person kind of office practice going on? I'd love to hear more details about exactly kind of like what the days looked like when you were just getting started.
Okay. Well, I did want to have the business flowing and money coming in, but with that just didn't roll the way I was thinking. So I actually had my partner that would support me at the beginning. So that, I was really grateful for that. But I also was doing just part-time work, just casual work in different places like health food shops and talking to customers that way, which I really enjoy doing. Right. But I started off doing that and just getting out and talking to different people. So I suppose that's how I kind of started off, is just doing small jobs at different health food shops and just where I could pick up work, or I'd go and help down in the country with my family. And I would just save up money and kind of get my products going, and then I would go to markets and sell my products that way.
Right. So do you mean like real markets? You would actually show up with a booth? Oh, very cool.
Markets and expos. So I've done that. That's been a bit of a process for me, just setting that up and having all the right materials to do that, because there's a lot of work involved in setting that up. So I would do herbal tea demonstrations and booth shots with my powders and, lots of different demonstrations and testers that way, which, it's good. Great way to meet people and network as well. You get to meet a lot of different business people when you go to them types of things. More so when you're involved in it, you get to meet a lot of cool people that you can meet up with and collaborate with as well. So you get a lot from doing them things.
Right, for sure. So at what point do you think, or how long did it take for things to kind of pick up? And the reason I ask is because, especially when you're starting kind of fresh, it can definitely be a process. And a lot of people, myself included, you can get intimidated, you can get worried, you can get nervous, you could think, well, maybe I'm not making the right decision. But what most people probably don't realize is it takes some work and it takes some time, right? So I'm curious kind of how long it took for your gig to kind of start picking up momentum and even just bringing in a few dollars.
I would say I'm still going on my journey, but I'd say it took me a good three years just to like refine my message, get that message right, and work out really what I want to do. And branding was a big thing for me, getting my branding right. And I think that's important. And it definitely was a 3-year period. And I'm now into 7 years as a naturopath now, qualified naturopath. So it's taken me a bit. I've been practicing my own business since then. So even though I started off a bit slower and I was always giving up, in that process was really quite important for me, because I learnt lots from my mistakes and I've grown lots. And I've developed skills that I wouldn't have if I didn't go through all that. So it's made me a stronger entrepreneur, I suppose, and naturopath, because I think you've got to go through these processes to get to each stage. So.
For sure. I mean, I've never met someone who's super successful and it happened in a week, right? Everyone has the journey they have to go through. Like you said, the lessons learned. And I really connected with the branding part, because for me, especially with Solopreneur Grind, I'm constantly thinking about rewording or refining the messaging because it is so important. And then some months can go by and your approach can kind of change a little bit, or you want to touch up the language. So yeah, definitely not an overnight thing. I mean, so you're episode 39, and every solopreneur I've spoken to has had their own journey, their own lessons learned, you know, different timeline for how long it took. So yeah, that's really interesting to hear. And so things start picking up, and your account, like your Instagram page is huge now. I think you have over 24,000 followers. What do you think it was that really started connecting with people and kind of helped grow that page? Because I know there's a lot of people out there looking to grow their Instagram page. You know, some of them for the right reasons, some of them for the wrong. But for people who are looking to grow a page authentically, what would you recommend in terms of strategies or tips or anything like that?
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been growing that page for a while, and I've tried different strategies over the time. But you've got to, like, put posts on there that people are interested in, and people like on Instagram, people like learning stuff or flicking through, and they like looking for inspiration. So giving people inspiration and that they can look to and, you know, hopefully implement in their own life, or you can inspire them to be a little bit different. So I think it's important to engage with other people. So sometimes I'll like go and engage with different posts when I'm posting something, or just showing interest and building relationships is really important on Instagram, and writing messages to people that respond to you, and that could be ways that build a deeper relationship as well. So it's building them relationships that's really important. And
right. I mean, it's really the key to all a business, and just because tech is kind of taking over and everything's going online doesn't reduce the value of a good relationship. In fact, you could probably argue it even enhances the importance, because everything's so automatic these days that more than ever we want authentic relationships. So
I suppose with running things like competitions, that keeps people engaged too, because they love things. So different things, I suppose, that they can relate to, or that you could incorporate into your business. And
right. Do you have a few examples of that? Like, for you, would you give away products, or?
I've given out a product. So I think, I've given out like my herbal teas and boost powders as a competition to, if they actually shared my page or put a link, tagged someone else, if they tag someone else, and that would get likes as well. Or anyone that enters have to be following your page and things like that. So that gets quite a few people running competitions.
So right.
What you're doing. Yep.
Great. Susanna, what would you say was the biggest struggle or the hardest time that you went through on this journey?
Jeez. I suppose.
Put me on the spot, but.
Well, as a naturopath, we believe in balance. And that was one of my biggest struggles, is it's so important to have balance. I think a lot of people, even the people I network, I don't network with all health people. I just see just that if you need that balance, you need health, you need to have time with friends and building, you know, relationships outside of your business. You need that time to yourself as well, and you need that rejuvenation time. You need to be able to keep your family strong and stuff like that. So I think my biggest thing is my relationship with my partner. So it's just like, put the time as, so just working on building a better relationship, I suppose, so that my business doesn't take over my life. So that's kind of been my biggest thing, is just keeping that balance and keeping my relationship strong and healthy. But yeah, which is really important, I think, because if you're not happy in your other areas in your life, your business it's going to show in your business as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and I touch on it a lot in my own content. The fact, two facts. Number one, the fact that our business lives and our personal lives are so connected, I think more so than we even think, kind of like what you said. And the second thing, that not only as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur is it hard to determine what you should be working on every day, but how much time you should even be spending on your business life and your personal life, right? Because there's no quote unquote right answer. There might be an optimal answer for certain people in certain scenarios, but you know, where do you draw the line? If you're trying to grow your business, should you be working 14 hours a day and neglecting other areas like family and stuff like that? So that's...
I definitely did that. I did tons, right. I actually just slog it out and just worked really long hours.
Right.
And I'm actually looking at the younger people, the younger entrepreneurs now coming in and doing the same thing. And I'm kind of looking at it now from a wiser perspective going, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have to take a break. And if you don't, something's going to happen that's going to make you take a break. So,
right. But don't you think too, Susanna, that you need an element of that to reach a level of success? Because if you're working 7-8 hour days, yeah, I'm sure people can become very successful working 7-8 hour days. But do you think you would be where you are right now if you didn't put in all that time and effort?
I think it would have actually have been the same. I wouldn't have probably learnt the hard lessons, and I suppose it's the lessons that I've learned that have got me where I am. And yeah, I have sacrificed a lot, I suppose, to get where I am, but mm-hmm. you pay for it. That's all I can say, is you pay for that time that you
right.
Do. I suppose I wouldn't be, but I suppose in the same time you do pay for that. There's sacrifices in everything you do.
For sure. Yeah. And the hardest part is that you can't go back and try it a different way and see what happens, right? Because you only, you know, every day ends and then it's done. You can't go redo it or test different entrepreneurial strategies. You can adjust moving forward, but.
Yeah, I am actually really grateful for everything. I practice gratitude. That's very important in business, is just to always mm-hmm. have gratitude. So I am grateful for what I've experienced and what I have done. And I know that what I have learned will help people. So, yeah.
Right. So for that in mind, what would you tell to someone who's maybe working full time and they want to go out on their own, or they're struggling already on their own? What maybe two or three pieces of advice would you give to them?
Okay. I really do think people need to believe in themselves a lot more than what they do, and really give themselves time to relax and meditate. Meditation has been one of the things that actually have really helped me in my business, is just being able to keep that mind calm. And I've been meditating ever since I was 18 and probably younger. And that's one thing, just being able to calm that mind down, because all the answers come to you when you've got a calm mind. It really does. Mm-hmm. So just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, you obviously have to pay your bills and do everything, but you can chip out your business on the side as well. And then just, I suppose, you've got an intuition as well, so follow your intuition and your guts, and just chip out your business when you can, and yeah, go out of your comfort zone a little bit every day to
right get what yeah. you need to get. That's really good advice. Susanna, I want to spend some time talking about the health side of things, because I am personally very interested. Obviously, I'm very interested in business and have a great hearing about your story. I'm interested to hear about more of the, you know, food and health side of things, because it's really a big personal interest of mine. What's kind of your general approach? I understand you take the approach of food as medicine and everything like that, and I am totally on board. One thought that I have is, actually, I've kind of noticed this over the last 2-3 years even, is that when I get sick, like even if I get a little cold or a cough or something like that, generally it's for a reason. And for me, it's usually because I'm not eating enough or I'm not sleeping enough. I tend to eat fairly healthy, but I can almost tell when I'm going to get sick. So it seems to me that food and healthy diet and healthy living is like directly related to how I feel. But I'm interested to hear kind of your approach and thoughts on food and diet.
Yeah. So basically what I, for anyone that's been to a naturopath before, I kind of sit down with people for an hour and I look at the whole body. So I learn to listen to my body, and I teach people how to listen to their body as well. So every time you put food in your mouth, it's doing something to your body. And if you really tune into it, you can actually feel it actually working in the body. So it's either going to be causing inflammation, or it's going to be nourishing you. And sometimes some foods that are considered healthy can be causing kind of sensitivities in the body, which is causing more inflammation in the body. So I look at healing the gut a lot, because the gut is related to the immune system. Mm-hmm. So just a lot of anti-inflammation type of foods and stuff that supports your digestion. So we should always be supporting the digestion, and we've always been kind of bombarded with so many toxins in our life. It's either the products that we're putting on our skin, or the pesticides on our fruits and veggies, or conventional like meats and stuff that we eat these days. All this stuff is kind of like impacting how we feel inside. It's not, the food that we eat now is not like the food that our grandparents ate. So it's completely different. So
right.
I think nowadays it's really important to detox our body all the time. And just basically even just having a lemon is detoxing your body. So I've made my powders that are really alkalizing on the body. Do you know much about the alkalizing diet?
I know the difference between alkaline and the opposite of alkaline. I forget the word.
Acidic. Yeah. So yeah, acidic, I'm really big, a big explaining about the alkalizing diet, because the more alkalized our body is, the less disease can grow in our body. So it's eating lots of fruits and veggies and waters and different things like that. And yeah, acidic foods, they're okay in moderation, like, you know, sweets and pastas, and they're your carbohydrates you were talking about before. Mm-hmm. You know, they're okay in moderation, but I believe 80% alkalized foods and 20% acidics. Even our emotions can be quite acidic on our body. So anything like anger.
Wow.
Yeah, anger, sadness. That. Yeah, so you want to have more. So it puts stress on the body. If you've got that negative emotions, it does put stress on the body. So if you're in business and you've got a lot of stress in your body, that's going to be impacting your health as well. So that's why I say balance is so important. So alkalizing your positive emotions are going to have a better, it's going to make you, your immune system stronger. As you said before, you notice that your body doesn't feel as good when you notice that you don't eat the right thing sometimes, or things like that.
Yeah, for me, it's actually, and I'll be selfish here with the next question or two, is I'm just a fairly large person. Like I'm around six foot three, and I eat pretty healthy, and I don't eat many carbs, which means that it's very hard for me to get enough calories in the day. And I'm just busy, and I like to cook a lot, but it's hard for me to spend all day cooking, right? Three meals a day, or sometimes two if I intermittent fast. So I tend to go heavy on the healthy fats, but I'm wondering, do you have any advice? I'd love to hear if you have a few more suggestions other than lemon that would be good to add to the diet to kind of help with digestion or healing the gut, kind of restorative stuff like that, because I'm really interested in that route. And number two, an easy way to get healthy calories in the body every day, because that's kind of been my biggest struggle.
Yep. So I suppose starting with calories, I never, unless I'm working with people that are trying to lose weight, then I kind of help with calories there, but I never count calories, because calories kind of, see, if you're having a bit of food that is processed, it uses a lot of cells, a lot of the energy in your cells and your body already to break down the food. So if you've got live, healthy, nourishing foods, that's already got energy in it. It's already kind of digesting itself. So the healthier, the more whole foods you have, the more foods that are live, the more it breaks down in your body. So
right.
I suppose calories are kind of different to me, because different foods break down differently in the body. So I don't really look at that. So the more healthy you eat, the more better off you are. With gut healing, I always suggest to just remove the inflammation from the diet. Like, say there might be foods that are causing different issues, and you may need to see someone to find out what that could be. But just providing the right area in your gut for the good bacteria to live. So things like prebiotics. So prebiotic foods are like your onions, garlic, sweet potatoes. Things like that actually help feed the good bacteria. And then you want a lot of fiber-rich foods too. So that's all your vegetables and nuts and seeds and things like that.
Got it.
And bitters, as I was saying, with the tongues and the five flavors. So bitters are like your rocket, dandelion leaves. What else? Yeah. And lemon again. But right. Yeah, these, yeah.
And what about any suggestions for snacks? Because a lot of other than just like biting into a vegetable, which I do sometimes, but any suggestions for healthy snacks that would kind of fit into that stuff as well?
So healthy snacks are, so you can have like things like, what do I do? So sometimes I'll like have these really nice crackers that are made from a rye, which is a carbohydrate, right? That's kind of the rye. And then I'll have like things like fresh salads on there or something like that. Rice cakes are pretty good too. The brown rice cakes, if they're organic, got to make sure they're organic.
Do you eat only organic?
I don't eat, I do wash, there's the dirty kind of 12 or whatever foods that you should really try and buy organic when possible, but it's really kind of hard and expensive being organic all the time. So I do wash my vegetables in like an alkaline type water to get the pesticides off as much as I can and just clean them. But yeah, I just, as organic as you can, and then if you wash them very well as well, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more selfish question. What are your thoughts on fasting? And the reason I ask is I actually just did a 3-day fast last weekend. It's the second time I've tried it. Based on some research and friends' research and discussions and reading, and it's an interesting experience. Would love to hear what your thoughts are on fasting, if you do it at all, if you recommend it at all.
I definitely think fasting is beneficial. I don't think we're meant to be eating all the time that we do. And yeah, it definitely helps remove the inflammation. I keep mentioning inflammation because that's just a major issue in a lot of people's body at the moment. So just reducing that inflammation, it reduces inflammation. It can help reset. It can even help reset the digestion and things like that. Because at night time, our digestive system should be repairing itself. So if we can fast for a considerable amount of time and not eat a big meal before bed, then our digestive system gets a chance to really digest its food, heal and repair itself. So it's another great way to heal. Yeah.
Right. What are your thoughts on the length? Because I've now done 2 3-day fasts. I did them about 7 months apart. And I kind of like the idea of doing a fast maybe, you know, once or twice a year. I've heard and read that if you can get up to like 5 or 7-day fast, that they'll provide even more benefits. Do you have any thoughts on that or any recommendations in terms of how long a fast should or could last? Obviously, this will depend on the person and age and everything like that, but just interested to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it definitely does depend on what's happening with that person. I thought, like, yeah, so fast can be okay. I thought you were talking more like the intermittent type fasting, so.
No, I just went like 3 full days without eating.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't know. I don't really recommend people do it for long periods of times. Like, it might be okay and beneficial as long as you're drinking water, and even like juice fasting may be beneficial because you're getting a lot of different nutrients that way. Because, to help detox. Because as you're fasting, I suppose you're also releasing toxins at the same time as well. So you need different antioxidants and all that to help flush them toxins out at the same time too, so you're not damaging your liver and things like that. So I suppose it depends what you're doing, what kind of support you're giving your liver, and that while you're fasting. That's where herbs come in really handy, like St. Mary's thistle and I love schisandra for females and things like that. So that actually helps support your liver when you're doing kind of fast and detox things like that.
Got it. And then definitely a warning to anyone listening, not just to go do a 3-day fast on a whim.
Work with someone if you're going to do something like that. It depends what your reason is for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, definitely consult someone who knows more than I do about it before doing it. But it was a pretty cool experience. The last thing I'll say, Susanna, is what I learned, one of the surprise takeaways that I had from it was that it it kind of reinvigorated my appreciation for food, because like you said, we eat a lot, right? Human beings eat a lot, in terms of, well, it depends on how much, but in terms of how many times a day. Humans didn't necessarily used to eat three meals a day. And when you go 3 days without eating at all, you learn to appreciate that, how much you need it just to live and have energy and be healthy. So it was a really cool experience in that regard, even just like from a mental perspective.
That's definitely true. We did actually go through famines and fasts where there would be days that we didn't eat and things like that. So there's definitely something in it. And you know what? No one really knows exactly what's happening in the body. So no scientists. And so you've got to really listen to your own body. So if you feel like you're getting benefit from it, and it may be working for you. So it is always good to talk to someone else, especially if you're experiencing different health issues and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it. Awesome, Susanna. Really great having you on, hearing about your journey and hearing about your insights on food and health. Where can people find more about you if they'd like to connect or learn more or take a look at some of your products?
Yeah, so they can find me where you found me, on my Instagram page, or I'm also on Facebook. Yeah, so I'll be sharing stuff on there. And I've also got a group that I've started too, where I share different weekly challenges. And I'll be having a membership soon where they'll be incorporating different things and how to heal the body and what you can do to feel your best, and just things that you can incorporate over weeks that you actually start healing your body at the same time, because you can't do it all at once. So health is a journey and healing your body is a journey. So, yeah.
Right. And we'll provide links to all those in the description. Susanna, thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate your time and hearing all your insights.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Hey everyone, Josh here, checking in just one last time. Wanted to say thanks so much for listening to the podcast episode. I hope you got a ton of value out of it. And if you want to keep getting more of the Solopreneur Grind content, make sure to join the email list. What I do is send 3 emails a week with additional content, such as what's going on in the background of my solopreneur journey, insights I'm having on business, and updates when new podcast episodes like these come out as well. It's free. It always will be. The link to join is in the description of whatever podcast platform you're listening this to on. Really hope to have you on the list and continuing to share these awesome solopreneur journeys and insights with you as well. Have a great day and hope to see you soon.